Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, pressures are continuing to mount on hospitals as the number of people attending emergency departments continues to rise. Roads in Donegal were so bad in places last week that a Donegal County Council lorry went off the road at one point. People's disabilities and those living in defective concrete homes are facing increased isolation during the cold weather. And Gardaí have warned that lives could be put at risk following the theft of Orange Safety boys in Mount Charles. These stories and full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 6:15. But first, pressures are continuing to mount on hospitals as the number of people attending emergency departments continues to rise. There were a high number of patients at hospitals this morning without a bed. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
According to figures published by the INMO this morning, 803 patients have been admitted to hospital without a bed nationwide. The highest figure at a single hospital was University Hospital Limerick at 127. Letterkenny University Hospital has seen a decrease in numbers, with 32 patients awaiting beds this morning, 9 of which were in the emergency department. There were 57 patients at Sligo University Hospital, giving a Northwest total of 89. In a statement, INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay said, "We are seeing a huge number of patients being admitted to hospital without a bed today. We know when activity is this high across the system, patients and staff safety suffers."
Roads in Donegal were so bad in places last week that a Donegal County Council lorry went off the road at one point. That's one of the issues that came to light at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this afternoon. Councillors Donald Mandy Kelly, Declan Meehan and Donald Coyle all moved motions seeking assurances that grit will be left at all the bins and bunkers in the area. Officials pointed out there are 394 salt bins in the MD, and keeping them filled as well as fulfilling the road gridding requirements is a major challenge. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly told the meeting he and other members acknowledged the challenge, but said this is the first time he has seen the council caught out.
Rural areas, they did get grit, but not as much as they'd got previous years. And I suppose from my experience in my term in council, and listen, what I will say is the roads council staff, they always do a fantastic job. They're always on the ball, and they always have loads of grit out. And particularly in our towns here with the grit bunkers, they have always been filled when requested. I think this time, I think they were caught out now, and bunkers weren't filled, rural areas hadn't the grit piles that should have been there. And what I've asked for is that a dedicated team be put in place prior to cold snaps coming on to ensure the grit bunkers throughout the whole municipal district, not just Letterkenny, and all rural areas are left with that grit, so as the residents and the people in rural areas can use it. Because there's no doubt in my mind, particularly in housing estates where you have residents committees and rural areas, you have farmers and neighbours. If the grit's there, they will go out and do their bit. They'll put it on the road and they'll help their neighbours and friends out so they can get from A to B. So pardon going forward, that we'll continue to do what we can as a council to ensure that the resources is there, number one, and that there's enough grit provided for residents.
And the reality is, this isn't a matter of doing it in preparation for November of this year. This is possibly preparing for next week.
Listen, we hope we're on the right side of it and the evenings are starting to get a wee bit longer, but listen, we've seen it many times before when we're out lambing sheep in March and April and there's plenty of snow on the ground. So listen, it's important going forward that we're ahead of that.
People with disabilities and those living in defective concrete homes are facing increased isolation during the cold weather. That's according to Donegal Deputy Charles Ward, who is speaking in the Dáil this afternoon. Speaking to Taoiseach Micheál Martin, he says decisions have been made in the budget that have had a massive effect on those most vulnerable in communities in Donegal and across the country. He's also called on the government to introduce an emergency winter payment.
Taoiseach, as temperatures plummet, thousands of people with disabilities face increased hardship and isolation due to your government's poor budget decisions. People with disabilities are €1,400 worse off due to the removal of essential supports in Budget 2026. I've been contacted by many of these constituents of mine over Christmas period who are struggling with these cuts. Donegal can be an isolated area, and we've had a really bad snow and ice, and these people with disabilities have been basically abandoned. I want you to think in particular about disability and people living in defective homes during this cold snap. Disabled people are at greater risk of being in poverty and social exclusion. One in five with disabilities live in constant poverty. Will you address this, Taoiseach, by introducing an emergency winter payment for people with disabilities?
Thank you.
In response, the Taoiseach outlined measures that can be availed of.
There was a basic €10 per week increase in the maximum weekly rate of all state pensions. The child support payments, very big increase, age 12, anyone over 12, €16 to 78 a week. And children under 12 received an additional €8 to €58 per week. We have the fuel allowance, an increase of €5 per week from January of 26, and this gives an additional €140 over the fuel season. That fuel allowance now covers 26% of households, up from 23%. And in terms of the extension to the family working payment, that will come in March, backdated to January. We've extended the reduced VAT rate of 9% on gas and electricity until the end of 2030. And record funding available and has been made available for home energy upgrades, retrofitting, solar PV via the SEAI.
Thank you.
Over £558 million allocated. And then you have microgeneration income
Thank
tax
you.
Exemption and so on. So, and there's a lot more reliefs that we've put in place
Thank
to try
you,
and support
Taoiseach.
Those most in need.
Gardaí have warned that lives could be put at risk following the theft of orange safety buoys in Mount Charles. This occurred on Tuesday, January 6th. The marker buoys had been placed in the water by the local swimming club to improve safety for everyone and are vital safety aids for swimmers. Garda Niall Maguire is urging anyone with information to come forward.
On Tuesday the 6th of January at approximately 2 p.m, an orange safety buoy with 500M printed on it along with weights and chain were removed from the water along the shoreline of Mount Charles Pier. So these are marker buoys that were placed in the water by the local swimming club to kind of help improve safety for everyone, Greg. So it's a little kind of floating water buoy that would have a chain and a weight that would be placed out so it wouldn't people or swimmers could maybe swim inside sort of this designated safe zone. I suppose they're vital safety aids for swimmers, so we're interested to find out who took this and I suppose why they took it and if we can get it back again. So if anyone has any information, my colleagues in Ballyshannon Garda Station can be reached on 071 985 8530. Now, we are particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a grey hatchback car that was in the area at the time with two males on board. And so if anyone was in the Mount Charles area on the 6th of the Tuesday the 6th at 2 p.m. well then maybe, and if they had dash cam footage or saw this car, please make contact with me.
Healthcare assistants in Donegal and four other counties say if the HSE doesn't come to the table for talks on working conditions, they will consider initiating strike action next month. 95% of SIPTU staff in the Home Support Service have voted for industrial action, up to and including strikes, because of what they say is the employer's failure to honour improvements in terms and conditions which were agreed 8 years ago. Services in Donegal, Clare, Cork, Kerry and Limerick could all be affected if a strike goes ahead. SIPTU organiser Kieran Sheridan gave an explanation of the issues on today's Greg Hughes show.
In industrial relations, there will always be disagreements. And we've agreed you always utilise the state mechanism and the Workplace Relations Commission are a vital cog. And they do mediation or conciliation and invariably there's an agreement signed up. We've had numerous national agreements in place going back many years. But for whatever reason, the HSE in Donegal are reneging on those. And particularly about underpayments and also outsourcing of work. But if I go back to the underpayments, this is overtime rates. And I go back to COVID, Greg, and I think this is very, very important information for the listeners. If we go back to March 20, and even before March 20, nobody knew about COVID. They didn't know what they were dealing with. There was shortages of PPE. We had no vaccinations. Our members put shoulder to the wheel and went beyond the call of duty and took on additional hours. And now they're not being paid for those hours, despite national agreements in place. And it's shocking. So it is.
An interactive internet safety workshop for parents will be taking place in Donegal Town this evening. It's being run by the Donegal Youth Service and is being held at 7 o'clock in Gael School Nigeria Mastery. It comes in the wake of the controversy surrounding Elon Musk's AI bot on X, which has allowed users to publicly undress people in images, including children. Councillor Jimmy Brogan says it's important parents inform themselves on the dangers of the internet.
Gaelscoil and Donegal Town are running an internet safety workshop for parents and guardians.
It's on this evening at 7 o'clock in the Gael School in Donegal Town. So we're just looking for a crowd to come along. It's been run by the Donegal Youth Services, and the idea is to, you know, teach parents the dangers for kids on the internet. There's a lot of problems that kids can encounter on the internet with different things, you know, with cyberbullying and, you know, explicit information and content, you know, and off the online predators and stuff. So it's just to bring this workshop, is just bring stuff to the attention of the parents so they know what to look out for.
One of the problems in this whole area very often can be that the children know more about the internet than the parents do. So the more knowledge parents have, the better they're going to be equipped to have conversations with their children.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that, Dick. When I was younger, there was no internet. My children now are experts on it, you know, and like all kids, you know. They're on the internet from a very young age, like, you know, and we've seen other countries like Australia and now France are maybe following suit on banning children under 16 from certain platforms on the internet, you know, things like TikTok and Instagram and stuff. And listen, there's problems out there, you know, and as you say, it's important that parents understand or have some understanding at least of what's going on. Like, they'll never be probably as good as their children will be, but at the same time, they have to have some understanding of what's going on and try their best to make sure any problem that arises they can deal with and maybe start to stop the problem from arising in the first place if possible.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he's convening a meeting of certain government ministers to discuss a response to sexually explicit AI images being generated on social media. Earlier, the Labour Party called on the government to consider a complete ban on the platform X. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government is considering the avenues open to it under current laws.
I am convening a meeting of a number of government ministers who would have relevant to this issue with the Attorney General, because there's existing legislation, there's the AI Act, which may not cover all aspects of this, and I want a rigorous examination of that. And then if there are any gaps at all in the law, and there may be, for those to be addressed quickly.
Gardaí have made an appeal for information following the theft of an e-scooter in Letterkenny. The Cookerin G2 e-scooter was taken from Manorview Park on Sunday 11th January at around 3:50 p.m. Two males in their mid-late teens approached the rear of a property on the estate, one of them who was wearing a black jumper with the North Face in large white writing on the front of it, black tracksuit bottoms, black coat with the hood up and black trainers, stole the scooter and left it in the direction of the long lane. The second youth also had dark clothing on and wore his hood up. Anyone who observed the youths or may have dashcam footage are urged to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. The time is 5:43. We'll be back after this short break.
The Dr. McKenna Cup continues this Wednesday evening for Jim McGuinness's Donegal. The next assignment is a clash against Derry in the semi-final of the competition. Throw in at Celtic Park at 7:30 and there'll be full live match commentary right here on Highland.
Donegal action in the Dr. McKenna Cup is brought to you by Highland Motors. Experienced, reliable and trusted throughout the Northwest for over 25 years. Highland Motors, where the customer's needs always comes first.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Oisín's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We're going to start with school soccer action, and Pobl Scull Gwydor are through to the FAI Senior National Cup final, having navigated their way past Glen Amaty Community School in today's semi-final at Ray McSherry Park in Sligo. The Galway side hit the front in the opening minute, but a double from Maria Ní Gallagher in the opening half seen the Donegal side run out 2-1 winners and take their place in the decider. Pobl Scull Gwydor will meet either Gael Coliste Kildare of Naas or St Peter's Community School Passage West Cork in the final. Those two sides will play their semi on Thursday. Cross channel, Michael Carrick set to be in the Old Trafford dugout for Saturday's Manchester derby. The former United captain has agreed to take over from sacked head coach Ruben Amorim. Former England assistant Steve Holland will be Carrick's number two, with Jonathan Woodgate, Johnny Evans and Travis Binion completing the coaching ticket. Carrick is expected to take training tomorrow ahead of the visit of City this coming weekend. The first of the English League Cup semi-finals takes place tonight. Newcastle boss Eddie Howe believes they will need to take the lead from the home leg as the holders host Manchester City at St James's Park this evening.
The natural preference is for the home game to be the second leg because you have a clear understanding of what you need to do and you have the home crowd with you. This is going to be a totally different one. I think Manchester City, the hardest team to play over two legs in the country. Pep, I'm sure, will tactically have something ready for us. We'll have to be at our very best to try and get through.
Well, City boss Pep Guardiola believes winning the EFL Cup can boost their chances of further success this season.
I would say not as a routine, but it's like, okay, we have done it, you know? So when one player said, if I've done it, I can do it again.
The other semi-final, of course, is on tomorrow evening with Arsenal up against Chelsea on the other side of the draw. It's an important night in the Irish Premiership with three games scheduled. The big game is at the Oval, where Glen Torren in third take on leaders Larne. Carrick Rangers host Linfield, and Ballymena United are at home to Cliftonville. Those games are at 7:45. And there are four rescheduled ties in the Irish Cup fifth round tonight. Among those, Institute travel to play Ballinamallard United, with that game underway at 7:45. There's a pre-season friendly tonight as well at Finn Park. Finn Harps play their first friendly fixture ahead of the new campaign against Sligo Rovers. That match in Balbofeig gets underway at 7:30. Harps have another game this coming Saturday, also at Finn Park, when they play host to Derry City at 5 o'clock. Gavin Bazuma has agreed a loan move with Stoke City for the remainder of the season. The Irish goalkeeper made 19 appearances for Southampton in the first half of the campaign. And up in Scotland, Martin O'Neill has told Celtic fans the club are really trying to secure further January signings. Centre-back Stephen Welsh has been recalled from his loan spell at Motherwell, while Mexican defender Julian Araujo arrived on loan from Bournemouth. O'Neill began his second spell this season as interim boss with a 4-0 win over Dundee United at the weekend and is now looking to add to his squad.
We are making progress, or we think we are. But, you know, you're talking about agreements with clubs and then secondly with players themselves. And I know you're thinking, well, we're halfway through January now. But we are, I think that we're relatively close, but those are famous last words.
In Gaelic games, ATU Donegal get their Trench Cup campaign underway this evening. They meet Garda College at the Connacht GA Centre of Excellence in Mayo. Throw in there is at 7:30. Maxi Kern's side will also play Southwest College and SETU Carlow in the coming weeks. The second round of fixtures are also taking place tonight in the Sigerson Cup. Among the games, defending champions DCU are hosting University of Limerick. While in the Ulster Intercounty hurling scene, there's a semi-final tonight in the Conor McGurk Cup. Derry are up against Down at 7:30, with the winner of that tie set to go through to meet Donegal in the final this coming Saturday at the Dublin Belfast. Finally, in greyhound racing, last Sunday's scheduled meet in Lifford, which was cancelled at short notice, will now take place tomorrow evening, Wednesday, with the first race there away just after 6 o'clock, and admission will be free. So there you go, Kitty. That's your sport for today. We will, of course, be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisín. And now for the weather. Dry in most parts for the rest of today with clear spells and some well-scattered showers. Cold and mostly dry tonight with clear spells and isolated showers. Cloud will increase from the west later in the night with lowest temperatures of 0 to 2 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, pressures are continuing to mount on hospitals as the number of people attending emergency departments continues to rise. There were a high number of patients at hospitals this morning without a bed. Roads in Donegal were so bad in places last week that a Donegal County Council lorry went off the road at one point. That's one of the issues that came to light at a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this afternoon. Councillors Donald Mandy Kelly, Declan Meehan and Donald Coyle all moved motions seeking assurances that grit will be left at all bins and bunkers in the area. People with disabilities and those living in defective concrete homes are facing increased isolation during the cold weather. That's according to Donegal Deputy Charles Ward. Speaking to Taoiseach Micheál Martin this afternoon, he says decisions made in the budget have had a massive effect on those most vulnerable in communities in Donegal and across the country. And Gardaí have warned that lives could be put at risk following the theft of orange safety buoys in Mount Charlis. This occurred on Tuesday, January 6th. The marker buoys had been placed in the water by the local swimming club to improve water safety for everyone. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with another update at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, January 13th. The death has taken place of Peter West, 23 Mourne Avenue, Strabane, and formerly of Luton, Bedfordshire, reposing at Quigley's funeral home today from 6:30pm to 8:30pm. Funeral leaving the funeral home tomorrow at 6pm to St Mary's Church, Melmount, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 10am. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of John Freel, Ballinakilly, Church Hill, formerly Ochterlin, Rathmullen, reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St Columba's Church Glen Swilly at 11am, followed by burial in Rathmullen Cemetery. The Funeral Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv. The house is strictly private to the family at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. The death has taken place of Veronica Vonnie O'Hanlon, 29 Daly Terrace, Letterkenny, reposing at the Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road, Letterkenny today from 6pm to 8pm and tomorrow from 6pm to 8pm. Funeral home is private to family and close friends on the morning of the funeral, please. Family home is strictly private to immediate family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass on Thursday in St Eunan's Cathedral at 11am, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Davy Murray, White Lass, Remelton, reposing at his home today until 10pm and tomorrow from 11am until 10pm. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11am in St Mary's Church, Remelton, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Those attending the wake between the hours of 6pm and 10pm should park at St Mary's Church car park, where a bus will be provided. The death has taken place of Lily Harley, née Price, Carrolass, Letterkenny. Lily's remains are reposing at her late residence until 10 o'clock this evening, with rosary at 9pm. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 2pm Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Francis Lynch, late of Parkside Gardens, Sion Mills, and formerly of Ballindrate, reposing at her brother Dennis Lynch's home, 45 Meadow Hill, Kiltoy, Letterkenny, until 10 o'clock this evening, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10pm. Funeral leaving her brother's home on Thursday at 11am for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough Clifford, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Alfie Gallagher, Arda, St Johnston. Alfie will repose at his late residence today from 6pm until 9pm and tomorrow from 12pm until 9pm. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The funeral cortege will leave his late residence on Thursday at 10:15am, travelling to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11am Requiem Mass, followed by burial in St Columba's Church, Dromahol. The death has taken place of Mary Rose McGonigal, née Dunn, late of 4 Woodend Park, Derry Road, Strabane, reposing at her late home. Family time, please, from 10pm tonight. Funeral tomorrow, leaving her late home at 10:20am for 11am Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only and donations, if desired, in lieu to Western Health and Social Care Trust, Ward 26, Alton Galvin, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors. House private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has occurred of Mary O'Brien, née Ward, Treen Duff, Bohalla, County Mayo, and formerly of Laguna Ardra, reposing at the Sheridan Memorial Community Centre, Bohalla, tomorrow from 5pm to 7pm. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, on Thursday at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on MCN Live. The death has occurred of Dan McFeely, St Columkill Village, Clonmany, and late of Carromina, Dan's remains are reposing at the home of his late sister, Mary McGonigal, Carromina. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columkill Village, Clonmany, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of John Coyle, Main Street, Newton Cunningham. House is private to family and friends. Cortege leaving his residence tomorrow at 10:40 a.m, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.